Senator Saviello, Representative Tucker, members of the Joint Standing Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. My name is Ryan Parker. I'm here on behalf of the Natural Resources Council of Maine. I appreciate the opportunity to testify neither for nor against LD 57. I have to apologize. Outright annoyed here normally deal with Sarah Lakeman. She is on maternity leave. I have neither her charm nor her wit, but I will try to keep up.
Nor her good looks, but keep going.
I'll take that as it was intended. The problems created by single-use disposable bags are well documented and have caused hundreds of communities throughout the United States and around the world to adopt policies to limit, ban, or discourage the use of such bags. Many of these policies have been discussed here today already. Plastic bags, because of their weight and shape, routinely and easily find their way into our environment. They're often seen lining fences, entangled in trees, clogging storm drains, or tumbling across roadways. Single-use plastic and paper bags create unnecessary and avoidable waste. The gentleman representing Freddie Flaherty just suggested that we focused on recycling. I would just like to point out that in many ways, these throwaway bags are contrary to Maine's solid waste production hierarchy, as defined by MRS 38, Section 2101, the first priority of which is to reduce the amount and toxicity of waste. Yet these bags are intended to satisfy a very short-lived purpose before adding to the waste stream. NRCM is encouraged by the many efforts here in Maine to reduce litter and waste from single-use disposable bags through the adoption of local ordinances. In just the last year and a half, seven communities in Maine have adopted such ordinances. Portland became the first city to adopt a policy to encourage reusable bags through a retailer-retained 5-cent fee on both plastic and paper bags. Freeport recently adopted a plastic bag ban. In South Portland, New York, Kennebunk, Falmouth, and Topsom have adopted ordinances banning or charging a fee for single-use disposable bags. Six additional Maine towns, and I've heard today of more than six, are currently considering similar policies. NRCM has worked with individuals in nearly every one of these towns. In fact, I was invited last night, and it was canceled because of weather, to be a speaker in Bangor in front of the City Council to support their work to encourage the use of alternatives to single-use disposable bags. NRCM supports the intent of this bill, and we commend Representative Devin and others for the interest in addressing the problems created by disposable bags. We would very much like to see the committee develop a bill that earns bipartisan support, and we offer the following ideas for you to consider during work session. One, address both plastic and paper bags. Both types of disposable bags create waste and pollution problems. We would not want to see a shift from one type of single-use bag to another, rather than a shift toward reusable bags. Two, focus on promoting reusable bags. We believe the primary purpose of the policy should be to promote easy, affordable alternatives to plastic and paper bags. You might even consider amending the bill's title to an act to encourage the use of alternatives to single-use disposable bags. Three, clarify the definition of plastic bag to bags that are at least 0.4 milliliters thick. Four, direct the DEP to include model ordinances on its website. This would be useful information for towns interested in adopting an ordinance of their own. Number five, consider establishing a fee for both plastic and paper bags. This is the approach taken by Portland and a number of other towns, creating an option for consumers to pay for either type of bag, while also creating an incentive to avoid that cost. Number six, consider an alternative trigger mechanism for implementation of this policy. This bill, as written, would become effective September 1st, 2020. As an alternative, the committee might consider making bill language effective when a certain percentage of Maine towns have enacted a bag ordinance. The seven Maine towns currently with ordinances comprise about 11% of Maine's population, but interest in solving this problem is high and the number grows steadily. Number seven, consider an opt-out option for towns. Although statewide uniformity would be preferable, the committee might want to consider a mechanism that would allow towns to opt out of the policy, because this would allow individual towns to craft ordinances that achieve the end goal in a manner consistent with the environmental and economic needs of each community. Number eight, consider creating an environmental protection fund with a bag fee. Washington, D.C. has used this model, as has already been mentioned. I also want to point out that Ireland, as a nation, has passed legislation in 2002. The policy resulted in an immediate culture shift, but also generates revenue for Ireland's Environment Ministry. Portland and other towns in Maine have not pursued this approach, as was discussed earlier. However, It has worked in multiple other locations as an idea that might warrant further review by the committee. We share these ideas with the hope that they might help you shape a bill that earns broad committee support. I thank you for this opportunity to testify on this bill, and I'd be glad to answer any questions you might have.
Questions?
Yes.
Representative.
Yes. In regards to the fee, that would be the cost of the actual bags, correct? And then would you want to put a fee on top of that for this environmental fund?
No, this is what they, as I mentioned in Ireland, what they did was essentially put a fee on, as other towns in Maine have done. And that, so if it's 5 cents, 10 cents in Ireland at this point, it started out at 24 cents. It's now 33 cents. That fee would go into the environmental fund or whatever fund was determined.
So if a person were to come in and ask for one, ask for a bag, they would be paying the cost of the bag, correct? Or they'd be paying into the fee? Who pays the actual cost of, like, the paper bag?
Well, currently the way it's set up is that the retailers pay that cost, and it's passed on to consumers through their food bills or whatever item. So the fees that are proposed in these towns that have already enacted ordinances are in addition to that.
Okay.
Because none of the towns that have passed ordinances have dictated to the retailer that they incorporate that into their cost structure, as far as I know.
So you're not asking for the consumer to pay for the retail cost of the bags? You're asking for the retailers to pay for it.
That's what happens now.
If we were to ask the consumer, they'd be aware of the cost of the bags. Wouldn't that also be helpful in realizing what your costs are?
Yes. Something we definitely work through and into the bill. I would say that one of the most beneficial aspects of some of these ordinances is that they have a separate line item on receipts for people who have to pay this fee, so that it's very clear that that's what that cost was. That would certainly be something else that could be introduced into
the other fee actually ends up as a tax, you know, supporting an agency, correct?
If you went that route, the other route is to allow the retailers to keep the fee, which is what's been done in Maine so far. And that, again, is another option that will work, has worked in those communities.
And in just regards to recycling, I'm on the recycling board for 10 towns. Unless there's some sort of cost associated with it, people will not recycle, and they just won't do it. You have to make the cost available so they can see what they're saving.
Isn't that so?
Thank you.
That's okay. Representative Duchesne.
Thank you, Senator. I'm wondering what Sarah Linkman would do with this question. One of the things you're suggesting we consider is a rather involved collection system for more revenue, which we would boost the department's outreach efforts with. The simpler, quicker way to do that might be just to eliminate some of the exemptions now that municipalities have to the tipping fee that other polluters have to pay. That would be a quicker, faster way to do it, and it might even incentivize towns to do their own ordinances to reduce waste. What would Sarah say to that idea?
I will ask her and get back to you.
I thought you might.
I'm just kidding. I can tell you that we agree. I think that would be faster if it were easy to do that, and I think we've run into opposition every time we suggest that. But it is a very simple fix in legislation, and I think that's a good option that the committee should pursue. No, I think what I would suggest is that if they can, as with other ordinances, a lot of times towns can pass ordinances that are maybe stronger than what the legislature had in mind. I think that would be a good reference point.
Don't we presently have, though, the opt-in? The community wants to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's been the case so far. That's one of the concerns that we have, is we want to make sure that communities still have that option. There are six, seven, or eight now communities. And one of the benefits of that model, again, that I mentioned in my testimony, is that it allows for flexibility for their local region.
Other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
So is there anyone else who would like to testify, even though we just had neither for nor against? Is there anybody against that would like to testify that we've missed? Anybody neither for nor against? Okay. Work session scheduled for next Wednesday, and if you are listening in and you want to add written testimony to this, you can send it in to us, and